I'll be legal age. So this year. So.
Interesting way to start the podcast.
Yeah, we like legal age here.
Matt's head saying, I'll be legal age. I would just like to clarify she's over 18, first of all.
Yeah, yes.
She's turning 21.
I know you started. I was going to say I should go pee quick, but I guess I'll fucking wait. Now we'll just pause it. Well, eventually.
I figured it might just never start. So.
Yeah, that's true. We've been
here for about...
We've been chilling over for like two hours. Chilling,
crushing cans on her head.
Until just now. What a fucking idiot.
Low-key, that hurts way more than you think it would.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because I see people do it. I think it's easy.
We're drunker than usual. We're like four shots deep to start this podcast.
Holy fuck.
Usually Daniel doesn't drink, and then I just have like a drink beforehand. But yeah,
who's Daniel? You fucking jerk.
Burn.
Yeah.
Whatever. Should we just change the name of this?
I'm sure everyone knows you.
Dude, I got tears in my eyes.
You tried to smash a can on your head.
Low key, it hurts way more than you would think it would.
Try it. No, I don't want. No. This is like
slam that against
drink.
Your head. No, the front of your fucking, like your forehead.
Well, it's already bent. It's not going to do anything.
I'll do it.
What, you going to smash it on her head?
No.
I
was just kidding, guys. For legal reasons.
I feel like we're getting out of control already. It hasn't even been 2 minutes into this shit. I don't even know what's going on.
Welcome to Ray and Vern Talk Sports.
Welcome to Ray and Vern Talk Sports.
I'm Vern.
I'm Ray.
And we're going to try to maybe a little less porn this episode.
I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I mean, porn's always a winner, you know.
Winner, chicken dinner, dinner.
Who doesn't like porn?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Name some of your favorite stars.
I could actually probably name a few.
So could I.
I don't want to do that, because then Megan's be like, what the fuck? Let's just move on. Let's move on from the porn talk. All right,
name
so
some of your favorite corn.
Corn? I love sweet corn.
Really? What about cream corn?
Cream corn? I haven't had that in so long. You said it was
good,
kid, though,
isn't
delicious.
It? Yeah. Or what about
cream corn out of a can. I guess that's where cream corn comes from.
What about on the cob? You like that?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like corn on the cob? Dude?
Yeah.
You get a good corn roast, you fucking melt some butter on it. Remember when I was a kid?
Go to Uncle Lee's, right?
Yeah. No. Went to... it was at my grandma's house. It was before Bernie and Marge hosted it.
But way before me, then.
Yeah. We used to do the corn roast every year at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Really?
And, man, one year I had, it was...
70 corns.
No, I think it was 17, though.
That's kind of a lot.
And I was, and I was like eight or nine. I had 17 fucking cobs of corn, man. I went to town on that corn.
Yeah, that's a lot of cobs.
I don't remember... But I'm sure I was probably shitting corn for like a week.
At least, dude.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
That means
you
a week. That means okay. If you shit a cob a day, that's 17 days.
Dude, I was going to town on that fucking corn that day. I don't know what was going on.
Fuck my.
But I was just like, I wasn't getting full. I'm like, more corn. And I was,
Well, you could eat a lot of corn on the cob, to be honest. How many do you think you'd eat now? Probably at least 5.
Oh, way more than that.
See?
Way more.
What
am I
saying?
I could eat 20. I could eat 20.
We should test it. Why? What is it called? Summer.
Well, I got my grill out back. We'll fucking grill. We'll get some good corn. You know what? I'll buy like 60 cobs and we'll see.
How many we need?
We'll see.
Well,
we'll have 30 apiece and see who can finish first.
Okay.
Let's just
say, finishing. I've never lost a game of Icky Cookie.
That seems like a lot of corn. We ain't beating it on these.
Oh, sorry.
No, this is just straight eating. There's no beating. No beating, just eating.
Can you do both?
I mean, if you want to
beat while you eat?
If you want to beat on your own cob, that's fine.
Deal.
I'm not eating it. If there's any sort of any of your cum on my cob, no. I'm not eating it, then.
Have you ever... Listen, I just have to come on each cob that I'm about to eat, then, and I'll destroy you.
You're gonna blow on every cob?
You ever heard of Destroy Dick December?
Dude, you wouldn't even have any fucking anything left after like a couple cows.
Listen,
what are you talking about?
There's no nut November, right? You've heard of that, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Who
hasn't? Destroy Dick December. December 1st, come twice. Or once. December 2nd, you come twice.
Yeah, you just come every...
Yeah. That's so not 31st, possible, that's 31 times, man.
That's not even possible.
Well, I've never beaten it, but I'm still hoping before I get too old.
No, I don't think you'll ever get there. That's way too many times.
31 times?
31 on top of the day 30, before, yes. Me, you would have done 30, and then 29, and then 20. That's way too many times, dude. Your dick would fall off. I wouldn't even be there because you would have skinned it, and now it's just like the dick vein.
Well, that'll be our
It's just the vein now that makes it hard.
We'll have to post the results on Instagram.
No, that's okay. December. I think we could probably pass on that.
On the 12th day of Christmas, which you love gave to me 12 thoughts. This is gonna be two episodes in a row. Very sexual, huh?
Yeah, I mean we're starting out that way. Hold on. I think you're over. What the hell is going on? I just want beef sticks. I don't know what's going on in this family text message. I just want beef sticks.
Well, your sister says she loves Bob's meat. First of all,
I love Bob's meat too.
Before we get into Bob's meat,
jam that all in my mouth.
True. I would like to give a shout out to Jaybird, the gay bird, he said he really liked our episode.
No, Jaybird's not. Shaybird's the gay bird.
Oh, there's two different dudes?
So Jaybird, yeah. I had two friends. I mean, I still have two friends. But it's Jaybird, like with a J.
Okay.
And then Shaybird, like Shea Butter.
Okay, yeah.
Shaybird's the one who kissed a dude. He's the gay bird.
Hey, yo. Oh. And Shea isn't the one that listens to our podcast?
No, Jaybird is.
Okay, well, which one's Jay?
Jaybird.
I was at the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
I was at the bachelor party. Which one is Jay then?
Jaybird, he's always got a buzzed head. He's a quarter Asian as well. His eyes are a little bit smaller.
Oh my god. No idea who that man is.
Oh wow, I'll have to show you a picture. I'm sorry, Jaybird. My co-host here apparently is a fucking retard.
But we've met.
yeah, you've definitely met Jaybird. Jaybird's good shit.
Hey, we'll have
but
to.
But what were you going to say about Jaybird?
I was just going to shout him out. Hey, thanks for listening.
Fuck yeah. Jaybird, hell yeah. We love you, buddy.
Does Shaybird listen?
I don't think so. I don't think he does.
Well, that's a gay bird.
That's because, yeah, he's a gay bird. I don't know what he does.
Piece of shit.
I don't see him very often.
Hey, gay.
Basically, I just run around in like restaurants every few years now.
Kind of like Cotter.
I haven't seen that kid in years.
Well, he doesn't listen, I'm sure.
He should, though. And if he does, you know,
what's up, Cotter?
I fucking talked to you in a couple of years. Like, damn.
You see why I didn't tell my uncle we were podcasting again, though? My uncle Pete?
Why?
Well, do you know what the last episode was called?
Sports or porn.
And, yeah, well, how's this episode going?
I don't know. Maybe Uncle Pete likes porn, though.
Who doesn't?
Maybe he's all for it. I don't know. I don't know Uncle Pete that well. But, I mean, he's a good dude.
He likes golf.
Hey, I love golf.
Facts. Not feelings.
Facts. Facts. I love
and
golf.
And are we taking the original Vern out golfing this year, it sounds like?
I would love to if he gets some fucking clubs, yo.
Does he have any?
No, he still hasn't bought any clubs.
He just has a bag?
He has a bag, a bunch of balls, a bunch of tees, but he doesn't have any actual clubs. So I don't know if he's just going to go out there and throw the ball.
He'd probably be better than us, to be honest.
I would probably be a better golfer if I just threw my drive at least.
Yeah. Or threw the putt, for sure.
I gotta hit a golf range, man. Oh, yeah. I've been watching like some TikTok videos of like of keys to like improve your drive.
Yeah.
Because my whole life, ever since I've even golfing, so I think I started when I was 17 was the first time I golfed. So it's been, like 18 years now. 17
I've been
years.
Golfing since I was 7.
I have never once used a driver and actually hit it, like, straight down the fairway.
Well,
and
not always, consistently.
And always, no, never. With a driver. I've never hit it straight. I've hit it straight with, like, a 3-wood and a 5-wood. But using a big dog driver, I have never hit it straight down
Hooks
the fairway.
Right?
Once. Always. And not even just a little hook right. Like,
no, okay.
Fucking zoom.
I know how you golf. So we hit it like maybe like the first 100 yards. It's straight, and then all of a sudden it just goes dog.
For mine, not even right. I bet it's 50 yards straight, and then it just like
takes off right.
It fucking hits a 90 degree curve in the air. You don't have to. Goes I can way just, off to the right.
I can. You're just opening your club face when you swing because you're focused on watching the ball and all this other shit.
I don't know.
Just focus on not opening
your club face. I know you took some lessons back in the day. All right.
Win a gamey from Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Mary Beth Nienhaus.
Is that her last name?
Is that her? I think it is.
We'll say it
is. Rolls off the tongue. I feel like that's her last name.
Sounds good.
I don't know.
She donated that course to ASD.
Yeah, yeah. Kind
of a fucking waste.
Yeah, I don't know what they... I don't know. Do they teach, like, greenskeeping to the high school kids then? Or
no.
I don't really understand.
Which would be a cool job.
Yeah, fucking, why not? You know, I'll be a greenskeeper. Depends on how much it pays.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to grow your grass.
Yeah, I'll grow your grass.
Just turn all the grass into marijuana.
Ooh, just a marijuana golf course.
Yeah.
You just pick a fucking weed off the side. And
light it and smoke just it.
Just roll it up. Yeah. There you go. Ooh, actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should start a golf course.
To be honest.
Fuck, actually, we almost should. We need to start a golf course. You think
that's a business model?
Yeah. We go to a state, obviously, where it's legal. You know, Michigan, whatever.
Okay.
We have a golf course, and instead of just having a cart girl that serves drinks, she also serves fucking weed. Why wouldn't you?
Here's the thing.
Why would that not be awesome?
Right, but here's the thing. If I golfed while high... I would be way worse.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's just about being out there and having fun, getting high, getting drunk.
Like, well, then why don't we just have a fucking...
I mean, it's not like we're good golfers anyway.
I'm offended.
I mean, I usually get drunk anyway. I usually piss on the fucking course regardless.
That's true.
At least once.
That's true.
Like last year, I perfected, though, the art of like covert pissing, though. Like I stood there. Yeah, I stood there like I was going to hit my shot, and then I just kind of like took my dick out.
Hold on, we didn't golf last year. It was the year before.
I didn't golf at all last year, actually.
Neither did I.
It was really depressing, honestly.
I didn't golf either. Very sad.
Wow, that's really sad. Yeah, we need to fucking golf this year, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, start making tea times on. But here's the problem is I work Friday and you work Saturday.
Oh, yeah, a lot of weekends. I know, we got to do during, well, I guess.
You got to find a Saturday you don't work and we can schedule something in the morning.
I think what we have to do is we got to do like a half day. Because you have half days during the week, at least half the time.
Not usually on Friday, but yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be a Friday. If you get on early, if you work like a 7 to 11 half day or something, then yeah,
hit the or even like afterwards. a 3:30 or 2:30.
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
yeah, we can make that.
I'll
happen.
Let you know about my half days. Then I got a half day next.
Dude, outside of Saturdays, yeah, I'm pretty fucking open. Like
that's the problem is I have a regular schedule.
Yeah, and I just I'm whenever, man. My God.
Hey, next Tuesday I work 1:30 to 5:30. So, not that day, but maybe in 2 weeks
from now. Well, I mean, it's March. I don't think the courses are open anyway.
Reed is open year-round. Thank you.
What? Well, they're not. There's no one out golfing right now.
Yeah, they
it's
allow...
It's the first week of March, bitch.
They allow golfing in the snow in the winter.
Who's golfing in the wintertime?
My grandpa used to.
I don't... I think you're a
liar. Not wise to use a white ball, though.
Yeah, probably not. I think you're a liar.
I'm not. I wish I was.
How do we pause this?
Just go like this.
The 2 for $6... I said, I really want Wendy's, but to DoorDash it, you don't get like the 2 for $6 deal. No, because I want 20 nuggets for $6.
You don't get any deal.
Yeah, you don't get any of those deals if you DoorDash it. Yeah, but I don't want to spend, otherwise it's like $6 for just like a 10 piece. And
we're poor, we still spend that money.
I know.
Yeah, but he's got someone monitoring his transactions.
That is true.
It's not just him. Somebody's like, what the fuck are you doing?
She went to like Dung Ho's tonight.
We could go to
Dunk Ho's. They're probably closed.
Dunk Ho's also delicious.
They're probably closed.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what time they close. 8 or 9 or 9.
We can go to like somewhere to eat if you want. Basil's. It's Wednesday.
Oh shit! Dude, we haven't gone to Basil's in so long.
Do the podcast at
Basil's. I don't even know where I'm going to try to find the shit we're gonna talk about tonight. Here we go.
All right. I suppose. Yeah, we should
get to sports.
Yeah, we're already getting fucked up. So let's.
Might be a quick episode.
It might be. There might be a lot of rambling. I don't know. To the 8 people listening, fucking love you guys. Keep listening. That's awesome. We literally do this for you guys. Like, it's, well, a little bit for us as well. It's fun. I love getting with these dudes every week. Well, sorry, Midge, you're not a dude, but you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know. She's got a pretty big dick.
I have seen it. She's got quite the monster, Johnson. Yeah.
One time
I've seen it. She tried to put it in my mouth once. So I was like, that ain't going to fit, well, girl.
One time I was taking a shit, right? I was taking a shit and she was brushing her teeth. And she turned around.
At the same time?
Yeah.
In the same bathroom?
Yeah.
Ooh, and that's like marriage material.
Basically.
Right there.
She turned around, slapped me with her dick so hard I fell off the toilet.
Oh, shit. Shit! Just monster Johnsoned him.
It was like an instant cum for me.
Holy god damn. I can imagine.
It's a 30-inch rod. You ever go fishing? That's your dick. And I'm the fucking sunfish, man.
Oh, Pete, if you're still listening, man, I appreciate it. You're a good man. You're a good man. All right. Should we start it?
We're like 15 minutes in.
We should take like 4 shots before every episode. It clearly makes it better.
Well, you know, Daniel Jones once, he got paid 4 years, $160 million.
Oh, I feel like there's going to be an episode where we don't stay on track whatsoever.
This one?
Yeah. That's not, dude, they give him $40 million a year.
Hey,
Daniel Jones?
You know what? He's only had 42 career fumbles.
My God. I know he was better last year, but 40 mil for that, dude?
Yeah, he's not winning you a Super Bowl, right? And that's what's the goal of an NFL team?
Yeah, that's to win a Super Bowl.
He ain't doing that.
Well, most teams. I don't know. Some owners might not.
Yeah, well, that's true. But he ain't doing
that. That's definitely true in, like, baseball, for sure. There's definitely not owners who want to win championships. They're just out there for the money.
Yeah. But generally, the New York Giants are trying to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, generally. It allowed them to take Saquon, so they at least got him for another year at only $10 million, which is, you know, a good price for a top-tier running back.
I think he's tied for fifth for getting paid then.
Well, say him and Pollard got tagged at $10.1 million-ish, or like 10.06 or something
Which
like
just
that.
Proves, don't raise your kids to be fucking running backs.
No, yeah. Teach your kid to be a fucking receiver or some shit.
Or quarterback. Or, you know, edge rusher.
Oh, edge rusher and
you get
receiver.
10 sacks and you get paid for life.
Well, great. Christian Kirk got like $20 million a year last year. Like, you give him, you make him a fucking receiver, man. That's the way to go.
But
Danny Dimes, though, for $40 million a year,
that's a mistake.
Man, that's...
They're going to regret that after 1 year.
Because, yeah, he was on a cheap contract and they still...
Sucked.
Barely made the playoffs this past year. Now you're giving him like $35 million more, so that's just going to take away from the rest of your roster. And I'm sorry, Daniel Jones is not propelling your roster and your team. Like, he's not propelling you forward with all the people that they're going to lose now from that. So I don't agree with that. I don't think Daniel Jones is worth fucking $40 million a year. I mean, this just, like, what does this do for Lamar? Lamar's looking for a new deal.
Well, speaking
of that, a fully guaranteed deal.
Lamar did get the non-exclusive franchise tag, which means if anyone anyone signs him, then they got to give up 2 first-round draft picks. So anyone is eligible except for the Dolphins. The Dolphins would have to wait till after the draft to contact him.
Yeah, because they don't have a first-rounder this year.
Right.
So that's if a team signs him, like, that's a deal, you know, to get a franchise quarterback for only 2 firsts.
But here's the thing.
That's the thing. He's looking for a fully guaranteed, like, Deshaun Watson. Like, he's looking for a fully guaranteed deal, like
and
Deshaun
Watson.
And
nobody wants to do that. Because it's
no
idiotic.
No one's
going to
pay that. Well, one, there's a few reasons why it's not going to happen. One, it is idiotic. To guarantee a full, you know, 5-year deal for $250 million or something.
At least in the NFL. Baseball and NBA, you see that more often, but in the NFL, never
baseball
happens.
Baseball guarantees or deals are fully guaranteed, but it's a different sport. Lamar has only played in 12 games each of the last 2 years, which ties into the third, that he's a running quarterback. He's great. he is absolutely great. But he's not built. He's not built like Josh Allen. He's not 6'5", 240. He's not built like Jalen Hurts, who's 6'2", 240, and he fucking squats like 800 pounds. Like, he's built more like a receiver.
Yeah. And what's he going to do when he's 33 years old?
Exactly. Well, I mean, he's only 26 now. So still, even if you sign him, really, you probably sign him like a 4 or 5 year deal. But still, the fact that he's only played in 12 games each of the last 2 years already shows you that.
Not even built like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a thin guy.
He's a thin dude.
Speed and elusiveness.
So, I mean, like, who wants to spend that money on a dude that you're not sure is going to even play the whole year? Another thing is you have to redo your whole offense basically around him and his skill set. He's not a great passer. He's not an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or something. He's not that's just not his game.
And
he's an okay passer. He's a great runner. And he's an okay passer. And then the last bit of all this is what people don't really realize. In the NFL, whatever money you guarantee to a player, that money has to be put in escrow by that owner. So if someone signed into a 5-year, $250 million deal, fully guaranteed, that owner has to put $250 million into an escrow account that they cannot touch except to give to fucking Lamar Jackson. So that owner now has to give $250 million basically for nothing. Like they're not getting any interest out of it or anything like that. And they have to have that amount of money to be able to put in escrow along with all the other guarantees, because any guaranteed money in the NFL has to be put in escrow until it is paid. So in that deal where Jimmy Haslam kind of fucked the league and
yeah,
fucked quarterbacks, really, yeah. Jimmy Haslam said, yeah, okay, I'm fine with
that. And they're trying to get out of it already.
Yeah.
Because it was a fucking mistake.
It was stupid to start with, yeah. Which also was like, God, that it pissed me off now that Jimmy Haslam bought part of the fucking Bucks. It's like, now we got this douchebag, shitty, idiot owner as part of the Bucks. But like, there's so many factors for Lamar that he's not going to get this deal he's looking for. He's not going to get paid. And he doesn't have an agent. Him and his mother are acting as his own agent. I would not hire a fucking florist to build me a house. If I'm looking for a contract, I'm going to find a contract lawyer. A fucking agent whose job it is to do this. Like, it's just so stupid. Like, what are you... You're trying to negotiate an incredibly complicated contract on your own. And you have no fucking law degree. You have no any sort of inference how contractual law works. Like, I understand he doesn't want to pay the 10% fee or whatever it is, you know, to a lawyer or an agent. But, dude, again, I'm not hiring a florist to build me a fucking house. Like, sometimes you just have to hire someone to do the job because you can't fucking do it. Like, yeah, I could try to install plumbing in my house, but I'm not going to fucking do it. I'm gonna hire a goddamn plumber because I know I want it done right.
Well, and here's the thing.
There's so many factors in this.
You said that they would have to redo the whole offense, right?
Yes, very much so.
The Ravens already did that.
Exactly.
With one of the best tight ends, Mark Andrews.
Yep. And who also has type 1 diabetes, by the way.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a diabetic homie for me.
But what did the Ravens win by doing that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
They haven't won shit.
I don't think they've won a playoff game.
They haven't. Lamar has not won a playoff game and is, what, 5 years now in the league?
So what are you trading for?
Exactly.
Two firsts to give up someone who's never won a playoff game on a team that's literally designed the whole entire fucking offense around him? Yeah, they literally
built the whole
him?
Fucking team around him? Like,
I don't know.
I know Lamar's...
His market has been surprisingly small, I think, for the Ravens.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And him.
I think fans get caught up in how electric he is. He is. When he's on the field...
Exciting.
Yeah, he's electric. You know, running Highlight around, reel. Doing these crazy 50, 60-yard fucking scrambles.
Highlight reels.
But highlight reels don't win championships. Win games, yeah, right. They don't win fucking championships.
I mean, what is Zion?
And I'm not giving $50 million a year to a dude who's only going to play 12 games out of the fucking year. It's just...
Just doesn't make sense.
No, Megan must be home. Pappy, the little Pappy dog's going nuts.
It's Boston. Well, what do you think about Gino getting $105 million for 3 years?
Hey, man, that I don't mind. $35 million a year for a quarterback, he proved he's decent. Like, he can do it.
And a lot of it is just his first year here. Like, $90 million is for this first year.
I mean, you know, it's...
So what...
I would rather give Gino three years at $105 million than Danny Dimes 4 years at $160 million.
What would you rather sign Gino or Danny Dimes for the same amount? If they were going for the same amount, who'd you pick?
Gino.
Me too, probably. But, yeah. I mean, even just Gino. I mean, if all of his contracts are really just for this first year, then what's to say you don't draft a young guy?
Oh, for sure.
This year, and just have him sit behind Gino and take over in the third. Yeah, just
have him sit for a year or two, or be like the Packers. Mm-hmm. Have him sit for fucking 3 years. You know what? You know, what does it... Who cares? I'm good with Gino. I'm good with Gino at 3 years and $105 million for a competent quarterback in today's NFL. That's pretty much the going rate is what it's looking like.
Right. Seahawks aren't winning the Super Bowl.
No.
So I mean, they're kind of like in a rebuild while not really rebuilding phase. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like they might make the playoff. Like they're borderline playoff. Team.
But they're not conference championship. Maybe
I don't think they
win a wild card, get the divisional, but not farther than that.
Maybe if their defense steps up or something again, you know, they get the old kind of defense back.
Or they got Tyler Lockett and Walker and you got DK Metcalf. And, so the offense like you could said, be decent.
They got tools on offense. Yeah, it's just like can they build that defense to obviously they're not going to get back to what they were. The Legion of Boom was an all time defense. But I mean, you could still have a decent defense, and with Geno, you can make the playoffs. You might be able to, you can win a wild card game,
sneak through. He's like a Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I don't mind Geno.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks,
Old Man Rivers,
Philip Rivers. Last year, at the end of the year, reached out to the Niners because they had quarterback injuries.
I heard about
and
this.
And the Dolphins. What do you think?
I mean, he's just...
He's got 11 kids, so I understand.
Yeah, he's probably just doing it for the fucking money. Good God, how do you...
Feed them.
Like, how do you feed that many children? He can't spend time with all those kids, can he? Like, he has to... He just
I
has
have no
to
idea
be,
how you can spend time with 11 people consistently.
Yeah, like, he's got to have people for that, right? I mean, he makes enough where he's just... Like, they're kids, but really they're just, like, strangers. He just walks by, hey, Jim, my name's Ted, Dad. Yeah, whatever. All right. go find your help. I don't know. I mean, I would say that he wouldn't have helped any of them out.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't bad when he retired. He still got the Colts pretty decent. And I think they almost made the playoffs.
But he's
not like a game changer.
No, he's
old as fuck.
He's 37 with a weird ass throwing motion.
And he just throws picks because he just chucks it with no accuracy.
He cannot throw the ball more than 10 yards downfield accurately.
No.
I remember, watching his last year and he's
That's
just
why
like,
every time.
And he's just heaving balls downfield, nowhere close.
Just like whipping.
Dude's going on straight 9 streak routes and he just whips it and it's like. It's not even within 20 yards of him. Like,
that's why I always said every time, I'm like, Old Man Rivers.
Old Man Rivers. He just
chucks it deep to nobody.
That's Old Man Rivers for you.
But moving on, a lot of people have been saying, what the Bengals, what do they got to do to compete and get to the Super Bowl and win it?
And Just give Joe Burrow time, baby. He's going to win one.
True. But what
Joe Burrow will win one.
The Bills, they're going to lose Jordan Poyer and Tremaine Edmonds this year. Probably their two best defenders. Maybe besides Tre'Davious White.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, they have Von Miller, but he's old and coming off an ACL tear.
Tremaine Edmonds doesn't bother me as much as Poyer does. Poyer, I think, is a top-notch safety. He really holds that back end together. I think middle linebackers, I mean...
He's a long, athletic, and he makes a lot of tackles.
He does. Right? And I don't want to downplay middle backers because they can be very good. But if I'm going to take a middle backer or just a game-changing safety, I want the safety. The safety, he's communicating on the back end. He's getting everyone set. Poyer's been in the system. He knows exactly what to do, how to get guys set.
But Edmonds is a great single player.
Yeah, but I don't know. Tremaine Edmonds doesn't. I don't know. He doesn't excite me as much as Jordan Poyer does.
1990. What would you say?
19. Backer. If I was in 1990, I would probably take the backer. If this is 1990.
But now with the passing game. Safeties, yeah. Corners have become very important
with
for the
passing game, yeah. With the passing game the way it is now, obviously controlling the game. Yeah, I would rather have the better safety and corners rather than just the middle backer.
I mean, the Chiefs have no running game and they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
The run game is, I mean, you can't say it's obsolete, but it's about as close to obsolete as you can get.
Pretty much.
Like, all you have to do is just run the bare minimum. Be able to effectively run the bare minimum to get teams so they don't drop 7 constantly. And that's
the running game and special teams are about equal now.
Yeah, pretty much. I would almost say, yeah, special teams might almost mean more. Honestly.
It's close.
I mean, as far as, you know, blocked punts and extra points and shit like that. Like, Jesus, my dog is, what the fuck? What is this? Hi, Lenny. Hi, Len. He's coming all up in here, bud. Yeah, jeez, like the running Christ. Game, and that's why you don't pay running backs, because the running game is not important. Like, I mean, it's, again, yeah, it's not the 80s or the 90s. Like, the running game, you can get by without a running game. That's, yeah. But special teams is another thing, man. I mean, we saw it not this past year, but the year prior, the Packers lost to the Niners because of their special teams in the NFC Championship game.
Well, do the Packers ever have good special teams?
They had a middle-of-the-road team this year, which was actually exciting for Packer fans.
Not Amari Rodgers.
No, I mean, once they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Then they actually had, like, a middle-of-the-road special teams, and that was very exciting for Packers fans because we're used to being, like, 29th, 30th in the rankings.
I'd rather see Graham Harrell return the punts than Amari Rodgers.
Yeah, Amari Rodgers is he's absolutely terrible. The Texans can have him. They can do whatever they want. I don't know. Maybe he would have been an okay slot receiver, but
ass.
I don't. He's definitely not a good returner. And I honestly don't think Matt LaFleur is the answer. I would prefer the Packers move on from him. I don't think he's going to be a coach that wins you a Super Bowl ever.
So he's not as good as McCarthy.
And clearly, with his decision making, he's a fucking idiot.
So you think he's worse than McCarthy? McCarthy won you a Super Bowl.
Honestly, he might be. Yeah, I mean, McCarthy won a Super Bowl. The Packers won Super Bowl in spite of McCarthy, and it was because Aaron Rodgers is so damn good. And it was
the defense was good.
Yes, and it was a top 10 defense.
Charles Woodson.
Yep. Oh, Tremont Williams, Charles Woodson, Al Harris,
Nick Barnett.
It was a solid defense. I said Al Harris.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm not listening.
Yeah, Al Harris was the man, dude. Al Harris, he's my name. He was the man. Oh, I finished that.
But did you have more to say?
Oh, I forgot where I was at.
Fuck
so.
Mike LaFleur and Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Matt LaFleur is not, he has not impressed me at all. I don't think he has a sack. Like, he's, this year he fucking, we're keeping the fucking car, what the fuck's his name? Joe Barry. Jesus Christ, Dingleberry.
You know, Joel Barry won a national championship in North Carolina.
We're aware Joel Barry won a championship.
Joel Barry the third, I might add.
Joel Barry, however, is he's a complete useless sack of shit. Matt LaFleur doesn't have any sack. He should have got rid of him. This is, like, we've had 2 years of him and just awful defenses. But you had fucking Jim Leonard out there this past year. You had Vic Fangio. Like, all these D coordinators we could have brought in. No, we're going to stick with Joe Barry. Because at the end of the year, I think we're starting to come around.
Well, before you get too upset, let's move on to something else.
Mark Murphy needs to be more like fucking Chris McIntosh for the Badgers. You need to start clearing fucking house. You need to start winning championships, motherfucker. That's why I love I love Chris McIntosh. He's the new AD of the Badgers. He's getting rid of douchebags who are like, oh, that's the Wisconsin way. We'll just kind of compete. No, we want fucking championships. Well, Paul Chris, get the fuck out.
You won't get
Tony Granato, get the fuck out. Dude, we're looking for championships.
You're not getting that in baseball. We're looking for
fucking championships. I don't care about baseball. The Brewers, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we had the combine this past weekend.
We did, yes. I do remember the combine.
Some notable things. Bryce Young.
Bryce Young was a little shorter than I advertised.
5'10".
5'10 and an eighth. Come on, give him that eighth. He was 5'10 and an eighth.
I wouldn't notice it, to be honest. And yeah, 204 pounds.
I mean, he was listed at 6'190" at Bama, so he came in shorter but heavier.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't work out. You know why? I've read reports that he can't work out at that weight, and he actually has to be lighter in order to throw the ball.
Probably. But that, I don't know. For me, that doesn't bother me. I know a lot of scouts are like, oh, my God. He can't do it. I don't know. I think if the dude...
He can't get hit anymore. He's a quarterback.
Exactly.
Unless he's 2-1.
This isn't the 80s. Like, he's not getting completely crushed by D linemen. And I'm sorry, but he clearly tore the shit out of the SEC, which is basically the NFL light. Like, it's
the XFL.
It's the closest. It honestly might even be better than the XFL. Yeah. Like, the SEC is the closest you can get to the fucking pros.
Yeah, because Jack Cohn's
He tore the living shit out of the SEC for two fucking years. And it wasn't just a one-year wonder. He did it for 2 years. He tore the living shit out of the SEC.
And here's the thing. Is like, linebackers, they're not getting bigger. They're getting smaller because they have to defending pass coverage.
I don't understand. It's the NFL in the old world of thinking. Like, oh, our quarterback has to be at least 6'3", 220. A receiver has to be fucking 6'2", and 200 pounds. You know, cornerback's got, like, it's a different fucking game. Bryce Young, I don't care if he's only 5'10", 200 pounds, dude. It's not the 80s. They hardly get hit anymore. Quarterbacks hardly fucking get hit unless they're running quarterbacks like, you know, Lamar or Jalen. And he's not. He's a fucking pocket passer. His size has nothing to do with how good of a passer he's going to be.
Well, people worry if he's going to see over the offensive line.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the same thing they had with Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. Like, those guys were just fucking fine. It's a matter how you shift in the pocket, how you can move in the pocket.
Right.
And I don't mean moving like running. You know, it's not running 40 yards. I'm just talking about...
It's like Brady.
Yeah. You take a step left. You take a step right. It's just finding passing lanes. You, as a quarterback, you know where the routes are going to be run. You know where you need to fucking step if you're a good quarterback. All right, I got this guy running this route. Oh, let me take a quick step to the left. Bam! I catch him in the zone in between the backer and the corner. And the backer to the safety. Like, it's not the fucking same. It's so stupid watching ESPN and NFL.com just talk about, oh, he's only 5'10", 200 pounds. He's not going to be able to handle the league. Dude, no quarterback. When's the last time you saw a quarterback just get actually fucking leveled outside of the pocket?
Tua, I guess. But, I mean, he's unlucky that just hits his fucking head every time.
Yeah, he's just concussion prone. And that happens. But there's... I have absolutely no issue with Bryce Young. And especially if he goes to, like, the Texans, where he's indoors and he plays...
NRG.
He plays more than half his games indoors or in dome stadiums, like in Indianapolis is a fucking dome stadium.
And then he's playing Jacksonville's
warm weather. So Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee's warm weather. Like, he's... And then yeah, he's got the 8 home games. Bryce Young is going to be a fucking great quarterback. I think it was... I don't want to get this wrong, but I want to say it was like Bucky Brooks or someone said, basically, Bryce Young is Aaron Rodgers if you left him in a dryer too long.
You've said that before.
Yeah. Basically, he's Aaron Rodgers, a little smaller. But if you have the talent of Aaron Rodgers, like, that's enough, man. If you know where to go with the ball, how to move within the pocket, I love the combine and I hate it. I really do.
I love it.
I love it.
It's so fun.
It's a love-hate relationship for me, very much so.
And I'll tell you why I love it. Because before the combine, Anthony Richardson, you're like, okay, he's my fourth best quarterback. Now, you find out he's 6'4", 244 pounds.
He's a big dude.
Runs a 4.4.
Yeah.
Has a 40-inch vert and an 11-foot broad jump.
Yeah, he's an athletic fucking freak.
And now you're like, holy shit. Yeah. Maybe this dude's one or two in the class. Well,
if I'm a GM looking at that, go ahead.
He had, every team said that was their best interview was with him.
Yeah, I heard he had a great interview.
Yeah.
If I'm a GM, I'm looking at that, and I see, obviously, I think the easiest comparison is Cam Newton.
Probably.
As far as size, speed, weight, all that
way
kind of
faster.
Shit. But, and he has a
4.4?
He has a better arm than Newton. He has better accuracy than Cam. So it's almost like, if I'm a GM, I look at what the Panthers did, you know, back in the heyday of Newton, and think, okay, fuck, Richardson can do that, like, plus more. I mean, maybe not the first year, maybe not the second year, but if you work with them, like, Cam Newton plus is his ceiling. And Cam Newton, I don't know, I was never big into Cam Newton. I know, because his arm always sucked dick. He just wasn't an accurate passer. If Richardson's a more accurate version of Cam Newton, though, like that changes a lot.
Or a more accurate Lamar, even.
Yeah.
But bigger.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, is though, like, if you were able to sit him behind, like, if you have, you're Detroit with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Or you're the Saints now with Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great, but I think the problem is he's not going to get that. He's going to go to the Colts with nobody.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
That's the issue, is playing him too early.
And that's going to happen, I feel like. And then the problem it
probably
is,
will.
He's going to, people are going to say he's a bust, he's just athletic, and that's it. He's going to be the, and like Terrell Pryor,
gonna,
you know?
He's
Terrell
not
going
to
really
be
athletic.
Given the fucking chance to develop as a passer like he should.
Because I've, like, when I saw week one this year of Utah versus Florida, I'm like, holy fuck, we cannot stop Anthony Richardson. He's the best athlete on the field. And his combine numbers just kind of prove that.
Yeah, yeah, they just reinforce that for sure. And so it's,
I mean, what D lineman's running 4.4?
Exactly. Well, I mean,
at 244.
At 6'4", 245, he's bigger. Yeah, he's literally bigger than all the linebackers. Obviously, all the DBs.
And he's faster than almost all DBs.
And he's faster than most of, yeah, he's faster than most of them. So it's like, I understand if his rookie year, you know, you want to put in packages for him, you know, certain packages, especially goal line. A goal line, I'm sure he'll be a fucking beast the goal line.
What happens if Lamar ended up going to a different place and the Ravens take Anthony Richardson?
I could see
that. They might be better.
But if I was them, I would still be cautious and want a stopgap. I want him to learn. Because
they got Tyler Huntley.
Because there is a thing of throwing a guy in there too early.
We
and
saw
it
that
just,
with Geno.
And it just breaks his fucking confidence.
We saw it with Geno.
Yeah, and then it took him, you know, 5-6 years to get back. Like, there's such a thing as just ruining a dude's confidence, and it's just, he's not the same. Like, Richardson's case, if he can sit for a year behind someone, you know, playing certain packages, like, he could end up being something really fucking special. But, I mean, we'll see who drafts him and how it goes. I could also see a team just throwing him out there, and, yeah, he just shits the bed, and
that's it.
And then, yeah, and that's it. He's Jamarcus Russell. You know,
yeah, Terrell Pryor, any Raiders quarterback.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, what about, here's something I had a thought of.
What
do
you
think three tight ends go in the first round this year? Usually the over-under is probably zero.
Yeah, maybe one.
But this year, I mean, they got Michael Mayer from Notre Dame.
They do.
Darnell Washington from Georgia.
Who I love.
6'7", 240, and he runs like a 4.6 as a tight end.
He is my dream for the Packers, if I'm going to say. My dream for the Packers, because just, I'm going to throw it out there. First round at 15 overall, give me Jaxon Smith-Njigba from Ohio State.
Okay.
I think he is the best receiver in this fucking class. He was injured this past year, so he didn't get to show
almost all the whole year.
Yeah, which is completely fine. Because you have Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, both first-rounders last year, both top 12 picks, said he is better than both of them. Both of them, on separate occasions, said he is better than either one of them.
And DK missed his last year of college.
So I'm hoping his injuries push him down the board to the Packers. Because he's a slot specialist, and he's also 6'1", 200 pounds. So it's just perfect for what the Packers are looking for, they need. But anyway.
Watson.
But anyway.
And then you would have.
Exactly. You got Watson.
Dobbs.
Dobbs on the outside, and you got Smith. JSN in the slot.
And then Cobb, there's a mentor.
And then, I don't know, they'd have to re-sign Cobb. I don't really give a shit. Cobb is old. But in the second round, if available, Darnell Washington would be ideal.
Well, he might go in the first, is what I'm saying.
He is literally big dog. Mercedes Lewis, just...
Jacksonville Mercedes 18 Lewis.
18 years younger.
Yeah. Jacksonville Mercedes Lewis.
Like, he is...
But taller. Again,
he is the perfect Packer fucking tight end for what they're trying to do. If I had a perfect pick, it's Jackson Smith and Jigba in the first... Darnell Washington in the second if he's still there.
Here's the problem is I'm saying he might go in the first.
He might.
With Michael Mayer from Notre Dame. And I'm also saying the third, because I said three,
yep.
Dalton Kincaid from Utah. Ooh,
see, I was thinking Luke Musgrave. Dalton Kincaid could also go.
Dalton Kincaid has best hands.
Luke Musgrave was injured. He only played two games this past year. Athletically, Luke Musgrave is the most athletic out of the tight end class.
Maybe. Dalton Kincaid, he isn't the most athletic.
But Dalton Kincaid is he's a gamer.
He played in the Pac-12 championship with a broken back.
Yeah.
And he's still recovering. That's why he didn't work out in the combine.
He's a fucking gamer, and he's also a good tight end. It is definitely a much better tight end class this year than was the last couple years. Yeah. So,
do you think three of them go?
I don't think so.
Cowboys need one.
I think enough teams have other needs. I think round two, you're going to see like five or six drafted. But I think in round one, I think maybe you're going to see one. I think maybe Michael Mayer goes in somewhere in like the 20s.
Hmm. Maybe like Dallas.
Yeah. Because
they're losing Dalton Schultz. Yeah.
But I think you're going to have like five or six tight ends going like the second round. Like the mid-second round, early to mid-second round. I think there's going to be a run on tight ends. I don't think it'll be a big first-round run, but early day two, I think there's going to be a lot drafted.
All right. Well, and stay tuned, because we'll also do a mock draft episode before
year.
Like, 2 years ago, we did one.
Oh, hell yeah, we're going to do
one. So, yeah, we'll do that as well.
I like that.
Next on the list, Podcast Combine. And this is something I'm volunteering to do. Next year during the combine, I'll do all the same events and see how I measure up personally to these NFL players.
Just you or both of us?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Would
we're
going
to have to go to a gym to do the bench press at 225?
No, I have that much weight in my home gym.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, one of us might die.
That's the thing. I'm letting you know a year in advance.
Dude, I can tell you, at my height... So, 18 years old, high school.
When I was
my height,
40 years ago.
Exactly. This was like 17 years ago now. I could bench 315. The most I could do 225 was six times I did it.
That's not a lot in the NFL combine.
Yeah.
The record's 51, now, I think.
There's no way in hell I would... I couldn't even do anywhere close to one.
I tell you right now, I'm
maybe
not,
I could get it up off the rack and then it would collapse my fucking chest and murder
me. I could probably bring it down and not get it up.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't do 225 probably right now either.
Oh, not right now. I guess we got to...
And I also can't run a 40-yard dash in under 5 seconds either.
Oh, no, hell no. So, all right.
I'm going to...
A year from now?
This is something for me to work on.
All right.
Are you interested?
I'm down with that. Yeah, a year from now, try to...
I mean, you'll
do our own combine.
It'll be better for you because you'll be like, well, I'm old, and you have an excuse if you suck.
I'll be like, I'm 36.
I'll be 24.
If I beat you, it'll be embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my motivation now for the rest of the year. I'm going to work out and just try to beat you at the combine next year.
Because we got, what are the 40-yard dash, 225 bench press, and
you got the short shuttle. You got the 3-cone drill, which I've never run in my life.
Neither have I.
I've run the short shuttle.
What's the short shuttle? Is that the 5 and
yeah,
10?
Yeah, the short shuttle is when you're in the middle and the, you got a cone on 5 yards either side and you either start, you know, right or left.
Well, it depends on what strong leg.
Touchdown. Yeah. And then
okay,
cross
well,
the
what's the short cone drill then?
I don't know. I've never run the 3-cone drill.
I've never heard of it. I thought that was the short shuttle.
That's what I did at first. That's what I thought. And then I saw it and I was just like, I don't know what that drill is. I've never run it in my life.
Okay. But, and then, well, then we got the vertical jump.
Yeah, we can do vertical and broad jump.
And all that's, right. I think, all that they really run. I mean, we're not going to do, like, passing drills or shit like that.
Oh, no, but, no. Yeah, we're just doing the athletic testing.
I think that's it, really.
I think so. I got to pee, though.
Well, we're almost done.
Well, I got to pee now.
Jesus.
I'm an old man with a shitty prostate.
Hustle. Thanks for listening to our advertisement.
Yeah, I know that was nice and beautiful. And
make sure to go to anchor.com.
Yeah, if you want to start your own podcast.
Hell yeah.
You can have dogs breathing in your background and everything.
Last thing I wanted to say was Paul Gasol got his jersey retired.
Paul Gasol!
And you tell me what your favorite nickname is for him. His nicknames were Meal Ticket.
That's a good one.
E.T.
Nah.
Or Kung Pao.
Kung Pao's probably
Kung
the best.
Kung Pao Pao Gasol. Get it?
That's truly Kung Pao Gasol is probably the best. So
yes. Yeah. Well, he got it was retired.
It rolls more off the tongue, I think.
It's pretty cool. He got his jersey retired by the Los Angeles Lakers.
He did.
Played 429 games with them, and averages.
I was surprised. I don't remember him playing that long for the Lakers.
Long time. He played with Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah, damn. When I saw it, I was like, shit, he played that long with the Lakers?
But he averages 17 points, 10 boards, and 3 rebounds with them.
I mean, for 3 assists. And,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. For 2 championship runs.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That doesn't, especially in Lakers history, it doesn't seem like that great.
Well, to be honest, I was too young to really see what was going on when he was playing with them. So I don't know how much like impact wise. Because like Draymond doesn't have the best numbers, but he's important for the
exactly,
Warriors.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So. I suppose I can see that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm good for him. Yeah. I'm not gonna shit on anyone getting their jersey retired. You know. That's
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Good for him. He's better than his brother. I don't think his brother's getting his retired jersey. Mark Gasol.
I don't
think his jersey is getting retired.
Probably
anywhere.
Not. It would have to be by the Grizzlies, but I don't think they would do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Grizzlies, what about Ja Morant?
I just saw actually before this podcast, he is not going to be charged with anything.
Lucky for him.
The police have said he's not going to be charged with anything.
He's still going to get suspended, considering he had a gun in the Denver nightclub, and the NBA prohibits no weapons on planes. So how did he get that gun to Denver?
Yeah, I was going to say, I doubt he got to Denver and went to a gun shop and purchased it legally.
What an idiot. This dude went to a private school and was the valedictorian. You're not a gangster.
So you know the movie 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Yeah, where...
I've never seen it, but yeah, I know
okay,
what it's about.
Okay, so at the end, Eminem basically just like shades this dude hardcore because this dude who's supposed
in
to be
a battle
like,
rap?
Yeah. Okay. This dude is supposed to be like in a battle. You know, he's supposed to be like this hardcore rapper. Is a dude who went to like private school and all this kind of shit. And Eminem finds this out and uses it against him in his rap battle. But I saw a TikTok where it was like, yeah, it was like that point in the rap battle. And it was just Ja Morant clips then. Like, dude, you're not fucking hard. You went to a private school. Your parents are fucking married together and rich and have, like, they have a good marriage. Like, it's just, you're not some fucking thug off the goddamn streets.
Speaking of clips.
You're a fucking fake piece of shit.
On TikTok, I see a lot of Conor McGregor ones now.
Yeah.
Where, like, in Star Wars, Anakin goes and kills all, like, the kid Jedis. And then they're like, Anakin, what are we going to do? And he goes, you'll do fucking nothing. And he kills them all.
I love the best. I've seen a bunch of those, but it's, like, music at the inappropriate time. So it'll be like, Anakin, what do we do? And then, like, he whips out his, you know, lightsaber, because he eventually actually just, like, murks them all.
Yep.
But, like, he whips out the lightsaber, and then they'll, like, play an inappropriate song, like, oh, sunshine. You know, just something that's on like, a cloudy day. It's like, but it's just before he breaks all these fucking kids.
I mean, even, okay, UFC, did you watch what happened Saturday?
No, I don't think Jon Jones winning?
In less than 2 minutes and 4 seconds,
yeah.
He choked out Ciryl Gane.
Yeah, dude, it wasn't even a fucking fight.
Tell me, that was insane.
It wasn't even a fight, dude.
To be honest, that's not even what I expected it to be an actual maybe fight.
Yeah.
But he just beat the fuck out of that guy.
They just kind of, they felt each other out for like a minute
Ciryl
and a half.
Ciryl Gane kicked him in the dick.
Yeah.
For the first strike thrown.
But then they just felt each other out for a minute and a half, and then Jon Jones took him down.
He's
and
like, I'll just
fucking choked him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, whoa, okay, that was uneventful.
How can you say he's not the GOAT after that?
But I love is now he is going to fight Stipe.
Washed.
Which, but the thing is, and I saw a thing from Jon Jones today, he's at least excited because he's never faced another GOAT, basically. Like, a lot of people consider Stipe the GOAT of the heavyweight division, like, all time.
I don't know about that.
But all the dudes he fought at light heavyweight.
I mean, he fought,
he was better than. Like, well, and everyone knew it.
He fought, so, like, Rampage Jackson, who was
really good
at the time.
No, he was not that good. Lyoto
Machida?
Yeah.
Lyoto Machida, the dragon?
Yeah, and even I think he's so overrated.
Jon Jones has fought a lot of Hall of Famers. And I think he's going to beat the fucking shit out of Stipe. Stipe is over 40 years old.
Yeah, he'll beat the Stipe.
And his last fight, he got fucking just brutally knocked out by Francis.
I don't think Jon Jones loses. Like, even if you had Francis Ngannou.
I think he beats fucking Francis.
Because Francis, he has to knock you out. He has to connect cleanly with a fucking right hand. Otherwise, he's not winning. And I don't think Jon Jones is stupid enough to get caught.
At least against John. Like, he can't out-wrestle John. He out-wrestled Ciryl Gane.
Oh, God, yeah.
But after watching Jon Jones and Ciryl Gane fight, I think Jon Jones will beat the shit out of Francis. And
yeah.
Did you see what Francis tweeted?
No.
He said, congrats to Jon Jones, sincerely the heavyweight king.
Yeah.
But, and then Jon Jones says, Francis is a big old fucking pussy.
Yeah. Yes.
He ran.
If he wants the fight, man, Francis will come back for that fight.
Well, I mean,
if not, he's a bitch.
Francis is like 20 pounds on the dude.
Oh, God, yeah. And he's considered the heaviest striker, you know, one of the heaviest strikers of all fucking time. But even that, striking's not everything, man. It's MMA. It's not boxing. Like Jon Jones, just like,
yeah, he, I mean, Ciryl Gane is one of the best strikers, and he got choked out right away.
He's a fantastic striker. You take a striker down, and all of a sudden they're fucked. And Jon Jones would do the exact same thing to Gane as long as he didn't get caught with the right hand.
And it's like saying Jon Jones isn't a good striker. He might not have knockout power,
no,
like
but
one
he's
punch power.
Fantastic striker as well. Mm. Jon Jones is the most complete MMA fighter you could ever imagine.
I don't see how you don't have him as the GOAT.
Yeah, this is just. I know he's had a lot of like off the mat shit or whatever, but that doesn't take away. He is the greatest fighter to ever step into a fucking cage. I just don't think there's an argument against it. He is the best fighter to ever step into a fucking cage.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Well, I don't know who else you could have. Maybe Fedor, but Fedor never fought in the UFC.
Yeah, he stayed in whatever.
Yeah, Pride and then
Pride
Bellator.
Or whatever, yeah. And like he never fought the best of the best.
And I think Jon Jones would probably... I mean, Jon Jones might beat him. Jon Jones is a fucking savage.
Jon Jones would have fucking murked him, yeah. I don't think it would have been close. I think Jon Jones is the GOAT.
Imagine not fighting someone for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you fight the best heavyweight in the UFC, and you choke him out in less than 2 minutes.
After a three-year fucking hiatus, moving up from light heavyweight to heavyweight, and he just
choked his ass out.
He annihilated. Yeah, he beat the living shit out of
him. It wasn't close.
No, it wasn't. It was not a fucking close match at all. Honestly, I'm glad I didn't pay money to watch it, because I would have been a little pissed off. If I'm paying that kind of money, I want like 5 rounds of dudes just beating the shit out of each other, and that's.
And Bo Nickel also won.
Did he? I was gonna say
in the first round.
Did he? Oh yeah, dude.
Choked him out.
Now, Bo Nickel might be the next GOAT coming
up.
You
know what was insane? He didn't even have the choke incorrectly. Yeah. He wasn't even applying it right, and he still choked the guy out because of how hard his squeeze was.
Dude, Bo Nickel, Bo Nickel is going to be the next GOAT, honestly, of MMA. That dude is something else.
The best part is him and John are kind of friends.
Yeah.
And they wrestle backstage.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
So that's so fun also.
Man.
Because I watched the UFC's vlogs and shit.
Yeah.
And Bo Nickel was like, yeah, John said he would take me down. And I got behind him when I did this. And then John got interviewed later. He's like, that didn't fucking happen. And then so John was in the dressing room. And Bo Nickel comes in. And John's like, oh, you heard me out there. And then they start play wrestling a little bit. So it's just cool to watch.
Yeah, dude, I love it. Bo Nickel he's the next star of MMA for sure.
Could be. I think he's very good at wrestling.
I think he's a beast.
We'll see. Jamie Pickett, I mean, he's not the best UFC fighter, but...
No.
Debating on the main card I'm not going to hype Jamie Pickett up.
I'm not going to say
Bo Nickel is
going to go undefeated. I'm sure he'll come up with someone. Someone will knock him out eventually. They'll get a right hand on his fucking jaw. That's just bound to happen in UFC, basically. It's going to happen.
It's hard to go undefeated.
Yeah.
Khabib did it. John Jones is, I mean, I'll say
John Jones
he did it.
Should have been undefeated. Yeah, his one loss is
illegal
bullshit.
Elbows, yeah.
His one loss is bullshit. But yeah, it's hard to go undefeated. I'm sure Bo Nickel will get caught with the right hand at some point in time, and he'll have a loss.
But right now,
he's going to be one of the greatest, I think, of all time.
And then Shavkat versus Jeff Neal. Was a fantastic fight. Jeff Neal missed weight, and he still got a bonus because of how good the fight was.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then Shavkat
I did not see it.
I mean, it was an absolute firefight, and then Shavkat...
Chimaev, you mean?
No, not Khamzat.
Oh, okay.
Shavkat chokes him out in the last round.
Yeah.
He moved to 17-0, but it was a great fight.
Damn, okay, yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
I did not see that. I saw Chimaev won. I think it was Chimaev.
Chimaev didn't fight.
Someone with a Ch name. There's getting to be so many of these fucking Ukrainian, Dagestanian names. Yeah. It's like, I don't remember what the hell.
They're all pretty similar.
They're all similar. Someone.
Chimaev is going to have to move up in weight in order to fight. Because he can't make what he's trying to make. He was over. Last time he fought, he was overweight by 6 pounds.
Ooh, Jesus. That's not even fucking close.
No, it's
dude.
Fucking not.
That's not even
dude,
close.
You can't make that weight. You got to move up. So he's probably going to 185.
All right, we'll see how that goes for him.
But, yeah, and then Shevchenko lost.
Yeah.
Grasso got
that
lucky rear naked in.
Shevchenko. She's a beast. She'd only lost to Nunez before.
Yeah.
So that was quite the upset on that behalf. But hey, what are you gonna do? Exactly. Again, it's UFC, man. Upsets
happens. Things
upsets
happen.
Fucking
That's
happen.
Why I watch that fucking shit.
I know. It's good shit.
I watch it, and then Mads Hatter goes to bed.
Yeah.
It's a little too late for her. Go ahead, speak.
It is sometimes
late. What'd you say?
It sometimes is a little late.
On a Saturday night, 9 o'clock, time
for
sleep.
Yeah,
I woke up for what sleep?
John Jones, and you went back to bed. Yeah,
yes.
I know. Because she's like, woke me up when the main event goes. So I was like, hey, it's John Jones, it's John Jones. And she's like, okay.
It's late.
Not everyone's into it.
She is, but she just sleeps.
It's hard. It's like, I want to watch so bad. But then I'm like...
I also want to sleep so bad. And yeah.
Speaking of sleep, my penis is full of piss, and I got to piss.
I don't know what that has to do with sleep, but yeah, okay. All right.
I was going to ask you some trivia, but maybe this isn't the episode.
Yeah, fuck it. We're pretty drunk. Let's do it next time.
Kind of late. It's almost 10.
All right. Yeah. We'll do it next time.
Next time.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Tell your friends, give us a 5-star rating on whatever app you're listening to us. 5-star. That'll sell it. All right, give us 5 stars. Thanks for listening, guys. We're going to go find some food.
Give us fucking 6 stars, you motherfuckers.
Give us 6 if you can.
Yeah.
Do it!
Yeah, before I'm going to fucking... Chromecast my phone onto your TV and play gay porn. I thought you were
about to teabag your phone.
Teabag his ass.
You gotta break my table. Yeah. You teabag somewhere else, sir.
I teabag so hard I break tables.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks.